In the past quarter hour on WCLR Stereo, we've enjoyed the Boston Pops' Get Me to the Church on Time, the Ray Conniff Singers' Honeycomb, Liberace at the piano, Bye Bye Blackbird, Les Brown and his band of renown, Invitation, and finally from Kiss Me Kate, So in Love, Frank Chaxfield and the orchestra.
Will Nebraska retain its number one ranking against Alabama? Will Michigan steal the top ranking? Can the Dolphins continue their fabulous football heroics? Will Dallas keep rolling? All of these questions will be answered this weekend in what has to be the happiest New Year's ever for football fans. And the Chicago Tribune will be right there to report each thrilling moment of each big game. The Tribune's Richard Dozer and Robert Marcus will be at the Orange Bowl. They'll stay over to provide comprehensive coverage of the AFC title game between Miami and Baltimore. Sports editor Cooper Rallo will be at the Cotton Bowl on Saturday and on hand Sunday for the NFC title game between the Dallas Cowboys and the San Francisco 49ers. At the Rose Bowl, the Tribune's Big Ten writer Roy Damer will cover the battle between Michigan and Stanford. And sports writer George Langford will be at the Sugar Bowl. Where else could you find such complete first-hand coverage of all the big holiday weekend games? Only from the biggest sports staff in town, the Chicago Tribune. It's a step ahead of the times.
Thank you.
From Stereo 102, you've just heard Don't Be Cruel, the Hollyridge Strings. The Living Strings, Slaughter on 10th Avenue. The Trumpet of Al Hurt, I'll See You in My Dreams. Billy Vaughn and the orchestra, Love in Bloom. And the Rachmaninoff Orchestra and Chorus. The theme from Tchaikovsky's Sixth Symphony.
1971 was a confusing year for the financial community. The market was unsteady. The small investor found his investment worth declining. Many reasons for the market's difficulties have been advanced, and Insight reported on a number of them. This is WCLR's Insight in Review. A number of people interviewed thought some of the financial problems of recent years had been the product of Wall Street neglect. One book of 1971, Fleecing the Lambs, by Christopher Elias, charged the New York Stock Exchange with operating under 19th century methods. Their inability to keep up with paperwork, he said, was one example.
This wasn't happenstance. They knew the volume was coming, but they are the kind of men who took the money they earned in the 60s in the bull market and did not put it into their offices. They did not plow it back into the business. And this is significant and important because it suggests a very clear decision on the part of Wall Street management on what to do with the money they were earning. Now, if you don't keep what they call this back office up, this is where the stock transaction really takes place. This is where you transfer ownership from the buyer to the seller. And that's what you really pay your broker for.
Mr. Elias said that the failure of stock deliveries reached $5 billion at one point. William Gruber, financial writer for Chicago Today, agreed.
This is one of the valid points in his book, I think, because of the glowing forecast that stock market volume was going to expand so rapidly in the years ahead, they poured most of their money into establishing branch offices and with glistening facades and fancy computers, which were used primarily to pick stocks rather than to solve the real problem, which was in the area that the investor never sees, in other words, the clerical department.
Mr. Gruber told us the stock exchange process is not much different today than it was 100 years ago. For instance, certificates still have to be physically moved from seller to buyer. Wall Street spokesmen contend, however, that news events and international situations often affect the market and that they can't predict the future. This report on the stock market was another Insight of 1971. WCLR's Insight is produced by Ted Weber.
Transmitting from atop Hancock Center, this is Stereo 102, WCLR, Skokie, Chicago.
Let your heart.
The past quarter hour on WCLR, we've enjoyed Meet Me Tonight in Dreamland, the trumpet of Ray Anthony and his orchestra, Be Mine Tonight, the Norman Luboff Choir, Soft Lights and Sweet Music, Lou Davies in the orchestra, pianist Liberace, Try to Remember, and the orchestra of Michel Legrand, When I Look in Your Eyes.
Honey, I'm going to get those new Firestone asymmetrical winter tires put on today, front and rear, and then bring on old winter.
What about my car, Jim? And what about Billy's? His allowance.
Wait a minute. Do you think I made him money?
At Firestone, we're sure nobody thinks of winter tires as a luxury, but we also understand about budgets. So to make sure that nobody has to slip and slide through winter, your participating Firestone dealer or store will put a pair of Firestone Town & Country winter retreads on your car for just $28. Two for $28, white wall or black wall, in sizes up to 775 by 14 or 15, and two recappable tires of the same size off your car. Larger sizes, only two for $31, plus 37 to 68 cents federal excise tax per tire. So bring those cars you didn't think you could afford winter tires for to Firestone. You don't even need the $28 cash at most dealers, just your Firestone Unicharge, Bank AmeriCard, or MasterCharge.
Thank you. From Stereo 102, we just heard For All We Know is styled by Living Strings. And Percy Faith Singers with Little Green Apples. All the Things You Are with the Art Van Dam Quintet. And Jackie Gleason with I Got It Bad. And now the closing market summary, direct from the New York Stock Exchange and the boardroom of Payne Webber, Jackson, and Curtis.
Prices opened mixed or higher this morning and remain that way for the rest of the day. Tax loss selling, year-end bargain hunting, and a further cut in the prime rate to 5% all combined to obscure any definite market trend. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 113 to 890.20. The transportation average rose 0.89, and utilities continued on their upward course with a gain of 0.96. Advances outnumbered declines by a margin of 9 to 5, and after a three-minute late tape at the close, volume totaled at 14 million shares, 200,000 ahead of yesterday's pace. A year ago, the industrial average stood at 838. The 1971 high was 950, and the low 798. Truly a roller coaster year. The most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange today were led by Occidental Petroleum, up 3/8 at 11 7/8. Fannie Mae, when issued, unchanged at 24 3/4. Matsushita, up 5/8 at 18 3/4. Fannie Mae, up 3 7/8 at 98 1/4. American Telephone lost 1/4 at 44 3/4. Texas Gulf Sulfur, up 1 3/8 at 15 3/8. Boise Cascade gained 1/2 at 18 3/4. Bunker Ramo, up 3/8 at 8 3/8. Denny's Restaurants gained 3/8 at 11. And Howard Johnson down 3/4 at 38 3/4. I'll return with more on the market after this message.
Honey, I'm going to get those new Firestone asymmetrical winter tires put on today, front and rear, and then bring on old winter.
What about my car, Jim? And what about Billy's? His allowance...
Wait a minute. Do you think I made him money?
At Firestone, we're sure nobody thinks of winter tires as a luxury, but we also understand about budgets. So to make sure that nobody has to slip and slide through winter, your participating Firestone dealer or store will put a pair of Firestone Town & Country winter retreads on your car for just $28. Two for $28, white wall or black wall, in sizes up to 775 by 14 or 15, and two recappable tires of the same size off your car. Larger sizes, only two for $31, plus 37 to 68 cents federal excise tax per tire. So bring those cars you didn't think you could afford winter tires for to Firestone. You don't even need the $28 cash at most dealers, just your Firestone Unicharge, Bank AmeriCard, or MasterCharge.
In the business news, U.S. Steel expressed the hope that its industry will see improved profits in 1972. Currency adjustments stemming from the dollar devaluation, trade negotiations, the federal tax package, and other economic stimuli should benefit U.S. Steel and other steelmakers next year. First National City lowered its prime rate to 5 1/8%, and Irving Trust followed with a drop to 5%. Both changes will become effective Monday. Other banks are expected to make the move also, although there were no further announcements. Among the oil stocks today, Atlantic Richfield gained 1/2, Phillips lost 1/4, Standard of Indiana and Jersey both up 1/8, and Texaco lost 1/2. In the office equipments, Burroughs up 3/4, Control Data down 1 1/8, IBM gained 1 1/2, Sperry closed unchanged, and Xerox was up 1/4. In the electronics, Fairchild up 1/8, Motorola on the downside by 1 1/8, RCA off 3/8, Texas Instruments gained 3/8, and Zenith unchanged. And among some of the other glamour stocks, Avon Products up 7/8, Bausch & Lomb down 1, Disney up 2, Johnson & Johnson up 1/2, McDonald's gained 1 3/4, and Polaroid off 1/4. On the American Stock Exchange, the volume leaders included TWA Warrants down 3/4 at 25, followed by Instrument Systems up 7/8 at 6 1/2, Ozark Air up 1 at 8 3/4, United Brands Warrants closed at 3 3/8, up 3/8, and National General up 1/8 at 6 3/8. That's the end of the year market report from the boardroom of Payne Webber, Jackson, and Curtis, compiled for WCLR Radio.
Playing music that's gentle on your mind. This is Stereo 102, WCLR, Skokie, Chicago.